The chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, Jane Chu, was recently in Laramie. The visit was one of hundreds of trips Chu has made to communities around the country to see firsthand the role the arts are playing. Chairman Chu stopped by our studios to talk with Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer.
Why do you do these trips, and what does it allow the NEA to do that wouldn't happen if you didn't do these trips?
You know, the National Endowment for the Arts every year gives 40% of its budget off the top to the states. And we have a wonderful partner here with the Wyoming Arts Council and Michael Lang, Executive Director. So I do get to see firsthand so much of the arts that are being implemented. They're thriving across America, but they're thriving in so many different ways. So that's been a real treat. And the other is to really deepen our relationship with each state arts council.
I imagine you are beginning to get a sense of what the state of the arts in America is.
There's a couple of things that do come to mind, and one of them is we want to dispel the myth that the arts are tanking. It's anything but that. They're thriving in so many different ways, and people are participating, however, in many traditional ways, but also new ways. For example, the most recent numbers showed that 3/4 of all American adults, that's about 167 million people, participate in the arts first in America through some kind of electronic digital, television, radio. And so that made us want to make sure we were mindful. We've had grants ever since the National Endowment for the Arts began 50 years ago to support new media, television, radio for sure. And now we've expanded as well to include digital. So we pay attention to those kind of things. There's also a shift in the ways many artists are engaged and create that is different from the way it was before the internet. So the internet has opened up new avenues from self-publishing to marketing in its own ways and creating different networks. We are seeing a shift, and we want to make sure we're paying attention to how do we make sure that people participate in the arts, and how can we jumpstart other ways that the arts are thriving, especially now with the change of before internet versus after.
But is it difficult for a centralized government agency to be nimble like that and to be responsive to, or to not have sort of boilerplate approaches?
It isn't, because of a couple of things. One is, again, our wonderful state arts council partners. But I'm very proud of our process that we use whenever National Endowment for the Arts grants are made. We have a three-step process, and the first folks who read the proposals that come in all the different categories are citizens. These are experts in the field in their different categories, and they make the first recommendations. And then the second is another set of experts, our national council members who come from all over the nation as well. And then the third is the chair. So with that three-step process, we're shaping the arts in America together. This is not a cultural minister or anyone coming in and telling you what art is and art is not. We're shaping it together. And that's another reason I love to travel and make sure that our networks and our partners know how important they are.
Let me ask you about creative placemaking. I know that that's a big initiative for the NEA as well. And this goes beyond just supporting arts agencies. This is very much about how the arts interact with the place that they are in.
There was a time in the 1970s and 80s, too, where it seemed like many downtowns appeared to be much more desolate than they were in the 1940s or 50s. And so slowly but surely, people started realizing that the downtown still had a role of being the pulse, the heartbeat of the community. And so how could we get more people back downtown to participate when everybody had spread out in so many other places? And here came the arts, even if it's a one-time program or a festival. So the arts became a way to spark vitality in the community. And that creative placemaking is representing that concept. And look at the wonderful murals that are going on in Laramie. Those kind of activities not only show a visual symbol of there's something going on in the quality of life here. It brings people together and they say, you know, I want to live there. So that's that creative placemaking concept.
How do you make the argument to a community that has limited financial resources? How do you make the argument to say, no, put a chunk of it over here towards the arts? And I know you have potholes to be filled. How do you make that argument that money should be spent on the arts?
We would never say it's an either or. It's important to make sure that those physical infrastructure pieces are part of a thriving community. But how do you get the energy and the spirit to be able to come together and say, this is my community and I want to make it happen? The arts can spark that vitality and that can spark that confidence where people are saying, yeah, I want to make this happen. So one thing leads to another. More and better beget more and better. So the arts are a powerful, probably one of the most affordable ways to bring that vitality together versus something else.
So Chairman Chu, there's a lot of optimism in what you talk about. You say the arts are thriving in America, but what are the challenges?
The challenges really are to have people, we'd be really eager to have people understand that the arts are not off in a silo by themselves. They're not off in a corner. They do belong to all of us. When you start seeing the arts with kids who may have come from very few social or economic opportunities, even the playing field in the classrooms academically because of the arts. And when you start seeing the ways they're connected, that's at the heart of the Creativity Connects exchange. Nobel laureates in the sciences are 17 times more likely to have actively participated in the arts than other scientists. And so when you start seeing that, it adds a dimension to the ways we can think, even if we're not participating in the arts as an artist, a professional artist, that would be our greatest opportunity. We see it as an opportunity to spread that word.